नमस्कार दादा जी।
आचार्य जी नमस्कार। आई एम आचार्य हरिशानंद अवधूत।
सो टेल अस हाउ यू गॉट इन्वॉल्वड विद द नंदमार्ग, व्हाई डिड यू गेट इनिशिएटेड?
ओ, इन 1986 माय आचार्य वेंट टू माय लौकिक प्लेस एंड he did small seminar in our place. My elder brother was already initiated in Anmar, and at that time I was young, like 16 years old. And actually, in my childhood, I was attracted to this, saffron. So whenever the monks goes to my place, I usually visit them. Then he tried to explain me about Anand Marg and system of meditation. And I had in early age this desire of the spiritual quest, though I was doing some ritual things, some puja in this and that. I was, when I got this initiation, I was really thrilled of this meditation system. This is something different. It's not like ritual things. And I always eager to go with him. He was like 2-3 hours away from my local place, Raipur, and I was in Durg. And that I was studying that time, and after few days I did meditation. Baba, I did not see Baba, only I have not known to his photo also. But I saw Baba in my dream. And there was a building, a two-story building, and I saw Baba is coming. Then Baba, he said something to me, Baba. And after some time, after 2 or 3 months, my acharya again visited me. Then I expressed my desire to become sannyasi. I told him that I want to be like you. How it will be? Is it possible? Is this any qualification, something like that? So he said, if you want, then you can come to our, there is one camp going on, that was ETC, I was not knowing that. ETC, you come to Durg, then I will take you. Then I went with him, and that time Baba was staying in Lake Garden. But Baba visited in Tiljala. When I just entered Tiljala, Baba was coming out of this building, the near publication. And when I saw Baba, then whole my dream rolled back. Oh, this is the building where Baba, I see Baba. And Baba said that this is means I want you, something like that. And when Baba was just coming out of his with car, then he stopped just near me and looked me. He did not say anything. Looked me like this. So I could clearly see that in the dream, who came is he. This is really means coincident with my the dream and Baba. And Baba left Tiljala there up for Lake Garden. And yes, this this the way I became yes, sannyasi, and the story of my becoming yeah, initiates in Anand Marg.
Tell us about your next meeting with Baba, or next memorable meeting.
Yes. Then thereafter, my acharya sent me for training in Anand Sila. I was for 15 days because I came from this. My place was little hot, and but this Anand Sila was very cold, so I was not adjusting. So I was shifted to Gandhidham. Means that time it was Ahmedabad. Then total along with this Anand Sila and Gandhidham, I was in the training for 3 months, and Baba asked my trainer to bring us there. And we did 1 week or 10 days acharya training in Tiljala, and you know, I was just arrived there, and my training was not finished for acharya training, but Baba asked, okay, send everybody for you know, examination. Baba, then my central trainer was Mantraswaranji. And he was stopping me. No, you just came here and just stay here. From backside, our Jesus Dada was Sarvatman Dada, and he pushed me. Go inside Baba's room. Then I went there. We had 34 trainees. And Baba used to ask 14 questions. Out of 14 questions, we had to answer only 2 questions. If you answer 2 questions, you will be passed. So, Baba asked me all the acharya, all the trainees failed. 33 trainees failed. Then my turn came, and Baba asked me 2 questions from geography. First, Baba asked, which is the biggest river in Chhattisgarh? Then I answered, this Mahanadi Nadi is the biggest. Then Baba said, yes, he got one. Second question he asked, you know, there is you know, cotton cultivation in Chhattisgarh. Then I said, yes, Baba. This cotton cultivation in Chhattisgarh? Then what is the reason it is grow up? Then I said, because of black soil. Then he said, yes, he got two. So I was the only person out of 34 passed. So then, before that, Baba, I met in PC when I came from training center. Just we went for PC, and Baba said one thing. I was waiting for you long time. It was really vibrating my whole, shaking my whole body. And it was so lovingly, Baba said. And Baba told me, Baba was sitting in his court, and I was sitting on the ground. And Baba said, oh, you stand up. Then again I stand up. And Baba scanned like this 2 times, like this. And thereafter, Baba said, okay, sit down. Then Baba said, you are originally from Maharashtra. Yes. And during Shivaji's time, they shifted here because Shivaji, you know, he was great king. And like Subedar, what to tell? So he had so many territories, so they shifted their you know, people to different part. So that is why you are not originally from Chhattisgarh. Baba, he said, we were never knowing this one. Now it is there is movement going on. This particular people, they should leave Chhattisgarh, and because they are originally from the Maharashtra, something like that. So, and Baba said another thing, okay, I want to take work from you. And suppose I will send you some different part of world where nobody will be there, will you scare? Then I said, no, Baba, I will never scare, because I will not be alone, you will be always with me. So why should I scare? So he said, okay. Yes, this was my PC's experience. Thereafter, I have been posted to DTS in somewhere in Bihar, like Begusarai. First posting was there. And after 4 or 5 months, Baba called me. Called him. That time I took few WTs along with me. 3 WTs. So Baba was very happy and he gave me Adhut Diksha in maybe 1 or 2 times. I changed my cloth, this white, and immediately Baba gave me this Adhut dress. And thereafter I was posted in a central office, like sectorial Sevadal, because Baba used to give in one department and he continued for few days or a month, and he want to establish that one. That was Sevadal period. So we were not allowed to go outside. Then I thought after few days, like 15, 20 days, Baba used to call us. My global was Chisurupananda, RFSD Sevadal. I was sectorial in Delhi sector. Then we were doing much meditation that time, like at one sitting 4, 5, 6 times. And that time really, Baba was giving sometime demonstration of this Gandha Tanmatra, means Gandha Tanmatra, this is for fragrance. And really when I was doing meditation, so nice fragrance come from my body. And people come and touch my hand. It was really a good experience. But after some time, Baba was not taking care of this Sevadal. So he was not talking. Just we were sitting and eating, talking in our room. Then I was really upset. Oh, Baba is not talking. Why should we stay? Let me go field and work something. Then suddenly came to my mind, actually I have not realized Baba as a Paramparush. My meditation is not so high, so I have not realized him as Paramparush. and how to do it. But if I will do meditation, maybe how long it will take to realize that Baba is God, then I thought, my second thought was, okay, I will compromise. If Baba will say himself, okay, I am God, then I will get my answer. I'm doing meditation and thinking like that. Then Baba called after half an hour, call all these Sevadal people. They are eating and sleeping, doing nothing. Call all. Baba was so furious, and when Baba gets angry, you know, you will see that in this three lok, nobody will save you. Baba, in this reporting hall, our Sevadal duty was, when Baba will come, this is reporting hall, and before reporting hall, Baba used to sit in his own room. This is right side and this is left side. And we were in the stair to receive Baba. And Baba was so angry, and myself and Chisrupanda was the last of this room. Then he was so scolding all the Sevadal. They are doing nothing, eating, and he was telling in Bangla, khache, ghumache, kichu korche na, haram jada, this and that. We were, you know, shaking like this, what Baba will do. Then, when he arrived me and he saw like this, then I said, now it is my turn, Baba will say something. Then he was, you know, his face was just changed from anger to sweet. So he was so sweet, you know, then he just looked at me and scanned like this. Then he said, he showed his palm like this. You know, his style was like this. Then he said, you touch? Then I touch here. And I said, Baba asked me, how do you feel? Then I said, Baba is warm. Then Baba said, yes. You know, Parampuru's hand is warm, and the blood is gulabi, means the rosy. Then I got my answer. I had a question. If Baba will say, I am Parampurus, then I will, accepting. So, you know, he knows the thoughts of his devotees, what he is thinking, and he immediately cleared their cloud. So this was my personal experience.
Thank you, Dadaji. Namaskar.
Namaskar, namaskar.